Hi, Anton Savage here from News Talk. Now, if you're a parent, you'll know the school question comes up again and again. Where's the right fit? Somewhere that's not just about grades, but where your kids actually enjoy learning and feel part of something. Nord Anglia International School, Dublin. It's actually Ireland's only IB continuum school, so kids can start there at 3 years of age and stay right through to 18 following the International Baccalaureate, which is recognised worldwide. The school is known as a warm, inclusive international community. Kids are encouraged to be curious, to try new things, and to build the confidence that'll carry them through life. So if you're curious, have a look yourself. Head to naisdublin.com. That's naisdublin.com. Now, I hope you enjoy your podcast.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
In 2016, former RTÉ True presenter Niamh Devine set out backpacking in Asia. But following a sexual assault, she went straight to Australia. There she found herself having to return to Ireland with what she thought was a medical physical issue. Since then, Niamh has been on a journey leading her to learn about what are called somatic illnesses and becoming a mind-body mentor and somatic-based practitioner. And we'll find out what all of that is because Niamh is on the line. Niamh, good morning and welcome.
Thank you, Pat.
Now, let's talk about your, I suppose, wanderlust at a certain point in your life. I got to get out of here. I got to do something. I got to see the world.
Yes, I mean, I was working in television and I had been for a couple of years. And there was something in me asking for more. And I wasn't sure what that was. And so I just needed a break. So I decided to go backpacking.
Now, you're backpacking, ended up with a terrible thing happening in Southeast Asia. You were not going to go there. But following that, you went to Australia.
Yes, I did, because I had a visa to go there. So it was in the time a next logical step for me, in a time where I wasn't really thinking clearly because I had just experienced a horrific assault. And so I tried to keep going. And I found myself on a strawberry farm picking strawberries. And when I stood up, I had a dead foot. And I thought that the sensation would return, just like anybody else or any other time I've gotten a dead foot. But it never did. I was waiting, hours, days. And after about 2 weeks, I decided that I had to come home to Ireland to see medical professionals.
So you were effectively numb from the knee down in this leg. You presumed you'd done something, whether it was as you squatted picking strawberries for hours and hours on end, that you'd done some damage to yourself. When you got home, what did the medical professional say to you?
I couldn't get any conclusive answers. The best guess was it's probably nerve damage and it will probably last for a year or two. But that really frustrated me because it was probably, you know, there was no definite. So how am I meant to trust a diagnosis such as that, you know? And I'm thankful that that's what was said to me because it left the scope open for me to allow other pieces of information to come to me. And it was actually, it was my 30th birthday was coming up and I went to a Buddhist meditation center. I'd never meditated before in my life, but this place was recommended to me as a great place if you just wanted to go away and be on your own. And it was when I was sending forgiveness to the two men who had attacked me that my upper left leg twitched, which was the only part of my leg that I could feel. And something in me took notice. And the next day I sent it to them again. And my upper left leg twitched again. And the word psychosomatic dropped into my head. Now, I had never had any kinds of experiences like that before, words dropping into my head. And I had never heard of the word psychosomatic. So it's not somatic, it's psychosomatic, which means that it is, although it's very physically real, you know, the pain is real, the dysfunction is real, the numbness is real. It's caused by the mind. So the root is psychological.
Yeah. And we often hear about people who are, you know, hypochondriacs who believe they have something. It's not the same as that, but the psychosomatic idea is that your mind actually can do things either to make you feel ill or make you better.
Well, yeah, make you better. I mean, then you're talking about the placebo and nocebo. But in this instance, you know, for me, I had experienced a big trauma and I didn't know how to deal with it. And so I kept moving forward. And eventually it came to a point where my body was like, this is too much.
Yeah.
She needs to look at this. So then the body presents something to you. And in effect, it's far easier for me to cope with something physical than it is to cope with something emotional, like that greater emotional pain. So it took this self-responsibility on my part to go, okay, I am going to address what is lying beneath the physical manifestation of that greater emotional pain.
Now, you decided that you would forgive, and you distinguish forgiveness is not condoning. Forgiving is not condoning. It is forgiving those people who have literally trespassed against you.
Yeah, for me, forgiveness is a hard one for a lot of people. And I think it's because of the approach that's taken or whatever knowledge is out there. But for me, I was able to come to that place, understanding that forgiveness is releasing myself. It means that I don't have to carry the pain and the anger every day. It means that I'm not condoning the actions. It's not saying that I want to continue a relationship with these people, but it is an understanding that for people to do the things that they did, something must have happened to them somewhere along their lives, whether it was just through ignorance and living in an ignorant way or something much more sinister.
So,
but whatever it is, to make those choices, it's not a good life. And from that place, I can offer compassion.
And can you tell me how complete your relief was then from this dead leg?
So I had the crazy idea to talk to my brain because I understood that the brain is the control center of my body, right? It controls all movements and sensations, of which I had none. I had lost total function of my foot and numb from the knee down. So I decided to ask my brain for my foot back. First, I told it how angry I was, so I got all that emotion out of my body. Then I thanked it, understanding that it was minding me in the only way it knew how, giving me something else to put my attention on instead of the greater emotional pain. And then I asked it for my foot back, but I knew it wasn't going to just give me my foot back because there's a reason why it's holding it there. So I said, okay, if you give me my foot back, I will deal with the emotions. And that all happened in an evening, you know, maybe over the course of 30 minutes, having this conversation with my brain. I went to sleep. The next morning I woke up and I had full use of my foot. This is after 4 months of dysfunction. I wake up after this conversation with full use.
Now, it wasn't the end of your troubles because another pain developed, which you then had to deal with on the same basis.
Yes, excellent. Thank you. So I was doing very well and I thought, you know, maybe I don't have to deal with the emotions I've buried beneath. You know, my foot's in perfect working order. So a few days later, I went for a big walk, and big walk, about 5 kilometres was something that I would easily do before. And on this walk, so the dysfunction was on my left leg. On the walk, my right leg, I got this shooting pain, almost like a sciatic pain, which was so severe, I couldn't walk any further. It stopped me in my tracks and I had to get my father to collect me. And I was devastated because I had just solved this thing that I had for 4 months and now I have another issue. And after I was brought my mind to a place of clarity and calm, again, I considered, oh my God, my brain is checking in on me again because I haven't followed through with my promise. And so I repeated those 4 steps, which I just spoke to you, in terms of releasing the emotion, thanking, requesting, asking for that deal. And instantly the pain vanished. The same thing happened a couple of days later. I got a shooting pain up my right arm, but this time I understood what was happening. I went straight to my brain. I thanked it for reminding me, and I told it I would get on the case of releasing what was inside. And then my journey really began.
Now, you have become a mind-body mentor and somatic-based practitioner. So you can actually help people to learn the techniques that released you from your discomfort and pain.
Yes. So this is what I've been doing for the last number of years. And it doesn't have to be something associated with trauma. It's these reoccurring issues or long-standing issues that they haven't been able to find any relief from in the conventional methods of approach. So I've had people come to me with chronic fatigue, with breathing issues, with allergies to mold, like the entire spectrum. And once we start to approach it from a listening to your body, a somatic sense, these begin to relieve. Now, it's not just releasing the tension, releasing the stress from your body, but it's also changing what thoughts you are telling yourself. So if you have a story that's constantly replaying, or if something is bothering you today in life and you don't have the capacities to deal with it in this moment, your body is going to express that for you. So even if we go into the body and release the tension, you can create the same physical symptom if you don't change the story you're telling yourself.
Now, it is a fascinating area, Niamh, and I wish we could spend more time discussing it with you. But thank you very much for joining us on the program and sharing that experience. And we'll put details of all of this on our website so people can be in contact.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Hi, Anton Savage here from News Talk. Now, if you're a parent, you'll know the school question comes up again and again. Where's the right fit? Somewhere that's not just about grades, but where your kids actually enjoy learning and feel part of something. Nord Anglia International School, Dublin. It's actually Ireland's only IB continuum school, so kids can start there at 3 years of age and stay right through to 18 following the International Baccalaureate, which is recognised worldwide. The school is known as a warm, inclusive international community. Kids are encouraged to be curious, to try new things, and to build the confidence that'll carry them through life. So if you're curious, have a look yourself. Head to naisdublin.com. That's naisdublin.com. Now, I hope you enjoy your podcast.